and welcome back. This is Gemma, drama teacher at EnReach and director of Beijing Educational Theatre Association. So I hope you enjoyed the quiz at the end of part one, and you are now sitting comfortably and ready for part two of my introduction to Greek theatre. Let's go! As mentioned previously, Greek theatres were open-air theatres, meaning they were built outside and exposed to the elements. No walls, no roof, no inside space at all. So I guess it's a good job that Greece is a very hot country. Now, the Greek architects were super smart, and they built their theatres on steep, circular hillsides. That allowed them to position long seating benches in rows, one above the other, so that everyone could see exactly what was happening on the stage located at the bottom of the hill. So, by design, Greek theatres had great acoustics, meaning that sound could travel far, which was important because they were so enormous. Actors had to use big gestures to be seen, but they had to use even bigger voices in order to be heard by those sitting at the top. They didn't have the luxury of microphones like we have today to amplify their voices, so they had to train their voices very hard. We refer to a Greek theatre and any theatre built outside today as an amphitheatre, which means around or place for viewing. And even though most theatres in today's modern world are built indoors, the shape and design remains true to the original Greek amphitheatre. But unlike the amazing technical stages we see today, there was almost no set or scenery used in Greek theatre. Only two simple machines were used on the stage. One was used to lift actors who were playing the part of a god into the air so that they could appear to be flying. How fun does that sound? The other machine was used to make a great sound of thunder, as Zeus, the god of sky and thunder, according to the ancient Greeks, was often a character being played. The masks actors wore were big and showed exaggerated expressions, and the robed costumes they wore were elaborate to clearly show the audience their characters. So, who acted in Greek plays? Anyone? Sadly, at that time in history, only men were allowed to perform on stage, as women in Greek culture were considered inferior. The Greeks believed that allowing women to perform publicly would somehow be dangerous. So, men had to play the role of both male and female characters on stage, which was considered perfectly acceptable and a much safer option. Women weren't even allowed to be in the audience to watch a performance in the beginning, but thankfully, this did change over time. Whatever the genre, Greek theatre was beautiful and at the same time gruesome. The stories were complex, but the message was always simple. Sin and you will be punished. An unwritten rule in Greek theatre was that no violence could be shown on stage. All the bloody punishments would happen backstage. For example, when King Pentheus is ripped apart, limb to limb, by his mother and her followers in the play The Bacchae, the audience never sees it. Instead, the chorus would convey the brutality through their words and songs. Here is a quote from the play to describe that moment as an example. "But we caught and tore apart the limbs of this beast with our very hands." So, we can understand from that line exactly what happens, right? Definitely gruesome, but audiences would be spared the gory visuals. So since the turn of the 20th century, ancient Greek plays have become part of the repertoire of all modern theatres. And since the 1970s, there has been the most remarkable explosion of performances of Greek tragedy across the world. Not just in Europe and the USA, but also in Japan, Africa, Russia, and of course, China. And let's think about modern-day musical theatre for a moment. What are the main attributes of a musical? Large groups of performers singing and dancing together, right? And where did we first see this in Western society? Ancient Greece. The chorus. So, we owe a lot to Greek theatre for being a truly global influencer and shaping modern-day theatre and drama as we know it today. Next time, I'll be talking about Greek mythology and the most famous gods and heroes that make up this wonderful ancient culture, and I hope you'll join me. Don't forget to check out the quiz that accompanies today's audio, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening!